did you say, brethren, just to bring it all together? It's amazing how the Apostle Paul in simplicity brings the subject of work. The Lord Jesus said, my Father works and I work. So there is no excuse for anyone not to work. The Lord speaks against laziness. And let's not take the easy way out. And be like these guys in Thessalonians that were a burden to the saints of God, took advantage of their kindness, and they blamed God for everything. Well, the Lord is coming. Let me do nothing. No, no, no. The Apostle Paul sets an example that we have laid an example before you. I work with these two hands. He was a tent maker, right? But I just want to say this. I don't want anybody that's working get fired on Monday because the boss asked him to do a certain work. He says, you know, I want to present you Christ, or I want to preach Christ. It is always by our good works, by our behavior, they shall glorify your Father who is in heaven. I just want to say this, because as a good employee, you do your best ability to do the work that is given to you by God. It is by our example, though, how we conduct the business, how we teach, how we speak. It is really, this is, you know, an older brother one day said, most of the people, they are never read the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. But they might treat it according to the gospel of Kevin, according to the gospel of Joe. Why? By the way they see them behaving. And this is what we're talking about. So please be a good employee. When you go to work, don't neglect your work and blame it on the Lord like these guys are doing. You can work, do the right work that is expected from you as an employee. But in the way you behave, in the way you conduct yourself, it's an attraction by itself for people to be drawn or inquire or present Christ in season and out season.
You can see that in Joseph, that he excelled in everything, at his father's business, in the house of Potiphar, and also in the jail. And his eye was always, as he was a revealer of secrets, of the glorifying of Christ, which was in himself, but he was looking forward to the glory of Christ, and he did everything with that in mind, even when it led him to jail.
And in Joseph, specific opportunities were given that he could do both things at once. Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing to see. My business is his business. And I think that's what it is. There's no separation between me being a servant and being an employee or a student or a neighbor. I'm always a servant. Always a servant. Mm-hmm.
I have a question here. Suppose we think, and whatsoever we are doing the Lord's work, and we should be faithful. That's true. But if it is most of the time, months and months, if it bars us from taking part in the Lord's Supper and worshiping Him, and most of the meetings, if we neglect, what we should do?
Solution, there it is.
I'm not marrying at all. This is God has given me this work. I should be faithful. I should not leave that. And rather than sometimes go on neglecting the meeting. Yeah. So could it be a little clarified?
That's a good question. The point that I think we're making isn't that we should neglect the assemblies or the gatherings of people. That's not what we're saying. That's not what we're saying. But that's a very good point. That's a very good point. That we should not, you know, when we go and do what we do for work, it should not get to the point where we are neglecting spending time in His Word or spending time with His people. We have obligations and responsibilities, but we still have to make time to be in His Word, to be with Him, and to be amongst God's people.
I heard a preacher say once, if your boss calls you to work on Sunday, take that money that you work for on Sunday and put it and give it to the Lord. The devil is going to find somebody else to do that job because he doesn't want God to have that money. Rather interesting. But there's a verse in Ephesians about working. And it says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good. And that includes all kinds of work. that he may have to give to him that needeth. Not someone saying not to line the pockets. To be able to help one's brethren. That's the job that God has given you. Do it to the best of your ability. And it has to be something that is good, honest, upright. So not those who work in the financial area, it is not to emulate Madoff. But doing the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. So one's working is with also with the recognition that there are others who need, in your very family, outside of the family, to be shared with.
Well, when we come to speak about work, we need to realize that when in the creation, before sin came in, man was given the responsibility to work and to till the ground. Read that right straight out in Genesis chapter 2, before sin came in. After sin came in, God didn't tell man to stop working. He told him to work. Well, he told him also the result now, because sin and curse had come in the scene. But the fact of the matter of working is in the scripture from day one. But what we're talking about here, the impact of the blessed hope on everything we do here. One of the trap of Satan, which Pharaoh have said, let them work. Give them more work so they could forget the Lord. They're lazy. That's why they don't want to work. Give them more work. And it's a theory that started with Pharaoh and still going till today. Let them work. Let them work harder so they could forget the Lord. That's what's going on. The challenge to the believer is this. If I am living, and I think Brother Andrew was touching about the matter of the heart. If my heart is right, if I realize I am here as pilgrim and stranger, this is not my home. I don't have to accumulate anything for here. Sure, I have to work, Brother Himraj. And you know what? Sometimes things are going to be very different. That's just the way it is. And it's so easy. Well, if I could find a better job, I will go for it. If I can't, what are you going to do? Right. So, but the fact of the matter, where is my heart? Where is my heart? Because where my heart is, there where my treasure is. If I am living here with that in mind, that I am pilgrim and stranger, then it will have a greater impact. If I am living here with the light, as the Lord Jesus have lived here, it will have a different outlook when I do my work in my employment or in my school or whatever circumstances the Lord have called me. But it's a fact of the matter is, where is my heart of affection? What is my ambition in this world? If that is controlled by the Spirit of God, I will work hard. But you know what? My perspective on things will be right. And that's really the crux of the matter. And every time I forget that, let's keep reminding ourselves of the fact of the coming of the Lord. Second thing that it will do to me, it will have a purifying effect on me. I would not be entangled with the things of this world. The lust of the world, the attraction of the world that is around me, because everybody does it, and everybody wanted to get as much as they can from it. Rightly, wrongly, in whatever mean they could get, they wanted to have as much as they can. But the blessed hope will have a pure effect on me. I'm going to realize that one of these days, I'm going to put on righteousness of saints. The things that I have done for Christ, if I'm living with that in my mind, the way I'm going to conduct myself, my manner of life is going to be different. And this is not a matter of preaching now. Look, so easy to sit and talk about these things and tell everybody what to do. It is so easy. A fact of the matter, it's a personal exercise between me and the Lord, day in and day out. I cannot tell you how you do your things. But you know what? Here is a scripture. And we have an example. We have the Lord Jesus as an example, and we have the scripture. It's a personal exercise between me and the Lord, day in and day out. Lord, I'm going to work today. Help me, please, to display Christ in my life. In whatever that is, help me in my conduct. That is dependent completely upon Him. And as Job have said, so here on earth we are, day in and day out, as a hireling fill his day. Scenes of strife and desert life. We just go on in that pathway, keeping that in mind, that we're heavenly men by birth.